The Transportation Security Administration, or TSA, says it's implementing a hiring freeze for the next several weeks. The agency says because Congress last year approved a pay raise for federal workers, it doesn't have enough money to hire new employees. This comes in advance of spring break and the summer travel season. And with me to talk about what the move could mean is Jeff Price. He's a professor of aviation management at Metropolitan State University of Denver and has written a textbook on aviation security. And Jeff, first off, what do you make of the news that TSA will be allocating money to pay for pay increases rather than hiring new agents?
I think it's not the best solution, but it's better than not doing anything. The problem with just throwing more money at it is people can only work so much overtime, and eventually performance starts to degrade. So you need essentially additional personnel to fill spots. You can't just have everybody covering double shifts for long periods of time.
Is this a more cost-effective method? Forget the number of agents that you have, but if you have finite resources, I would imagine that paying the people you have a little bit more is less expensive than bringing on a bunch more people and getting them trained and paying for their benefits and all that stuff.
Typically, it will be because of those things. It's usually going to be less expensive onboarding individuals to get them all trained, get them through the administrative hiring process. That all takes a lot of time and money. And then you're not sure who's going to make it through the training and who's going to stick around after the first few weeks once they're actually on shift doing the job. So from a risk perspective, this is a better way to go. From a long-term solution perspective, you still need to be bringing people on board.
How many people would TSA need to bring in to be fully staffed or as close to fully staffed as a government agency can be?
I think they're capped right now at 45,500 is what I believe the current cap is for their personnel. And it seems when they're at or around that number, they seem to do pretty well. Most airports have not been reporting very long lines like they were a couple of years ago back in 2016 when TSA made some significant cuts to their workforce at a time when airline travel was increasing quite significantly. So I think if they can get back to that number, it can kind of hover around that area. I think that that's really the objective.
So you mentioned that they're not at that level now, but also wait times aren't super bad at airports mostly around the country. What does that tell you? That if the staffing level is what it is and the lines are what they are, what does that tell you about maybe what the agency needs?
I think there's a couple things the agency has done that has helped out tremendously in terms of both risk-based screening and technology. Programs like PreCheck have pulled a lot of people out of the standard lines, put them over in the PreCheck lines, which typically run faster. So that actually helps people in the regular line move through because there's not as many people standing there. They're over at PreCheck. Plus, a lot of the large hub airports have implemented the newer automated x-ray systems that have the bins that pretty much go on their own right through the x-ray machine. And that's a much faster process in most cases. So technologically and risk-based, I think they've got efficiencies are up. And I think those things have really helped with line queue management without having to add more and more people.
So does that indicate that going forward, maybe they won't have to add as many people as they would have had to add in the past?
I think that that's an accurate statement. They may not need as many as they've needed previously because the next big step for the checkpoint is to deploy the CT machines, the computerized tomography machines that we've been using for checked bag screening for many years. The next step is a lot of the large hub airports deploying a couple of those to the checkpoint, and they run autonomously. So they'll flag if there's a suspect item in there, but other than that, the human operator just sits there and waits for the thing to tell it, hey, I see something here I don't like. Otherwise, those things clear about 80% of the bags without any human intervention. So I think technologically we're going to continue to see line efficiencies increase. So I think there might come a time where they don't need as many staff.
In the short term, we have obviously things like spring break coming up. We have the summer when a lot of people travel and fly places. Is there a concern that the lines might start to get a little bit longer when there are more and more people traveling to more and more places?
I think that's definitely a concern. The the airlines, the airport industry, the trade associations haven't really made a lot of public comment yet on their perspectives, because I think they're waiting to see how this will all shake out once TSA gets done figuring out where the money is going to go and how they're going to staff and use overtime. So it might be a little too early to make an accurate prediction, but what we always know is the lines are going to increase for spring break, the lines are going to increase for summer travel, and people just need to be watching and getting to the airport earlier so that they don't end up missing their flight.
It seems as though what you're saying, especially as it relates to the new technology coming on board, that TSA, like so many other industries, is going to be undergoing an increase in automation and a decreased reliance on human beings.
That's where it's headed. We're going to see a lot more automation in the checkpoint area. That's really been a goal for many years. The ultimate envisionment of a security checkpoint is really no human intervention unless absolutely necessary.
Do you imagine that this extra money going to existing TSA employees will make them more likely to want to stay at the agency? Is it going to be enough to be competitive with other types of jobs that these agents could be getting?
Really depends on the kind of money that they're getting and also their own personal qualifications. TSA is one of many places where you can enter a job with the federal government and then promote up through other areas of the federal government. So a lot of people will come in that way. And if they have the qualifications to move up and move out, I'm sure they'll do so as soon as they have the possibility of doing that. The other folks, the line workers who are happy to be there and just happy to collect extra bank, yeah, I think they'll stay there for as long as TSA is going to keep paying them overtime and hopefully watch the writing on the wall and see how things look in the future. Things they need to be looking at is like the document check area. That will probably be entirely replaced with biometrics within the next 5 to 8 years. So those positions will be going away. TSA can pull those people back to the checkpoint, but as we automate more and more of the checkpoint process itself, pretty soon you're going to have a lot of folks without a lot left to do.
Jeff Price is a professor of aviation management at Metropolitan State University of Denver and author of a textbook on aviation security.